Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Over the course of the 20th century, many women fought their way into traditionally male-dominated professions. Connie Shimo, associate professor of history at the State University of New York, Plattsburgh, profiles two pioneering female physicians and explains the cultural shifts that led to their current obscure status.
How can two women who gained fame on two continents in the early 20th century and helped inspire a new career for women in China be forgotten today? In 1896, two Chinese women, both 24 years old, graduated from the medical school at the University of Michigan. Known in China as Kang Cheng and Shi Meiyu, and in the United States as Dr. Ida Khan and Dr. Mary Stone, their graduation attracted attention in both countries. They went back to China and established hospitals for women and children, eventually treating millions of patients. Their example also inspired untold numbers of Chinese women, and some American women, to pursue careers as physicians themselves. In the early 1900s, they were well known in the United States as well. They were Methodist missionary physicians who traveled to the United States and spoke in front of thousands of American audiences in fundraising tours. The Women's Foreign Mission Movement was the largest women's movement at this time. Ida Khan and Mary Stone were heroines in this movement. One Smith College graduate remembers a hot argument about whether Mary Stone or the progressive reformer Jane Addams was the greatest living woman. But after the decline of the foreign mission movement in the 1920s, Ida Khan and Mary Stone were largely forgotten in the United States. In part because of their opposition to communism, they are no longer well known in China either. The women's foreign mission movement has rightly been criticized for its ethnocentrism and disrespect towards other religious traditions, but it needs to be studied as an important part of both American and Chinese history. Remembering Dr. Ida Khan and Dr. Mary Stone is a good starting point for this history.
That was Connie Shimo of SUNY Plattsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.